Okay, so day three.
Terrible opening. Let's do that again.
That's okay. It's day three. And
oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Tracy.
Day three.
It's day three of
the calendar and of Mickey and Tracy's one final fill in the blank movie.
And today.
Because we all need a daily fix of horror.
And today, it's one final
vampire movie.
So
I want to suck your blood.
Let me go, because you went last time.
Okay.
First.
All right.
You might disagree that this is a vamp. No, you wouldn't. So my favorite.
Is it a person with teeth that sucks blood?
Debatable.
Debatable?
It's not a person.
Okay.
So my favorite is Blade 2.
I actually vampire considered putting that exist on my list.
Not one, not three. They're both trash. Two.
One is not trash.
It's okay. But two is legit horror film.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't disagree.
Guillermo del Toro's Play 2. And I love, there's multiple reasons I love this. Because it has a feeling of,
they're totally vampires. What do you mean it's not like?
I know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're not people. They're monsters at this point. Yeah. The Reapers are monsters.
Nosferatu is a fucking monster.
So, has a lot of gore, like a lot of special effects.
Wait, I didn't see my movie yet.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
You're just jumping right into
my bad.
The
I was excited.
Can I be me?
I was excited to talk about Wesley Snipes.
Okay, so mine, I had a really hard time with this one too. I had a hard time with all of them because I have it's a bad thing for me to make decisions.
If it's like 20 years old, I'm going to throw something at you. Every movie that you pick.
Sorry,
so far,
it's way older than that.
Stupid. God.
But it's true.
Ready? You know when like hipsters talk about like, oh God, it's been done that or whatever.
Okay, like, if you want me to be completely honest, I almost put down
Blade 2, you said.
Well, I had that on my mind. I also almost put down Lost Boys. And then I almost put that down for another thing that we'll be talking about another day. Right. Yeah. But then I took it off. So it's actually not showing up. So I should give it a shout out. But
runner up.
A runner up for a vampire movie.
Well, if you're doing runner up.
Well, I know, but you did one before. And I thought you were going to pick that, actually. Okay. So I did.
What?
Do you want to know the year? 1979.
Oh, God.
Salem's Lot.
Roll my eyes.
Come on. Salem's Lot?
So hard.
What?
No, not the movie. I'm talking about your choice.
That's a bad choice?
No, it's just like 1979, 1988.
Stop making fun of all my years and how I say it.
Salem's Lot. Yeah, okay. I remember looking at that box, the VHS box of Salem's Lot, at like Errol. Do you remember Errol's?
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just like, I remember going, is this remake of Nosferatu?
Well, yeah. So, all right.
Because
so
they had the same.
Like face.
Same, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you say why you picked your stupid movie. I'm kidding.
You like Blade 2.
I know. I do.
Blade 2, it has multiple things that I really love. Because it's almost like he took outline for Aliens, James Cameron's Aliens. Mm-hmm. And then turn that into a horror film. Mm-hmm. Although Aliens could be horror as well. Mm-hmm. There's procedural. I love when they like open things up and they're like, see, and they're like teaching us, like teaching us how they worked. I love that.
And
just the sort of the special effects, practical effects in that movie was really good.
Yep.
And that's one of the ones that has practical effects and special effects that are very, very good.
Yeah.
I was horrified when they showed
Reapers. Were you really horrified?
Yeah. When the Reapers first showed up and their jaws opened up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Are you still watching The Strain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just finished the season 3.
I'm about to finish the series finale.
The last season.
So yeah, I just have one more episode, I think.
Which is basically the same Reapers.
We've talked about that before for sure.
So, and they had Donnie Yen has awesome action, special effects, action. Wesley Snipes just
kills it.
Yeah, just destroying.
So physically fit man.
Before he went to jail for tax.
I know. Tax evasion.
He's out now. But
that's good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And Guillermo del Toro just taking a superhero movie and was like, oh, I'm going to turn this into a horror film. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And it's got, what's his name from Walking Dead? Daryl.
That's right. He was the little
the
shit.
Asshole, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Whatever.
It's funny because I remembered when they cast him in Walking Dead, I had these preconceived thoughts about him as an actor because of that role. And because I didn't love him 100% in, fucking movie with him and his brother and their Italian?
Boondock Saints.
They're Irish. Boondock Saints. Yeah. I didn't love him in that either. I love that movie, but I liked the other brother better. Sure. Mm-hmm. But now I love Daryl. Like, I love him as Daryl. And I like him as an actor.
You don't watch it. You don't still
Walking
watch
Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I still watch you Fear of the Walking loudly. Dead. I can't quit it. Oh. I'm not going to quit it. But I also still watch Fear of the Walking Dead, which I don't really know.
I never even started
about.
That, yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, Blade 2, great movie. Mm-hmm. You know what it didn't have, though? That
what?
Fucking bomb-ass... music
what
is that fucking the music that's techno playing
music?
Yeah, the techno music in the beginning of Blade 1 didn't have that.
Yeah, it does have techno music though.
That scene in Blade 1 is like
with the blood
the blood shower, that was so great. Okay, so mine, Salem's Lot, like I said, I went back and forth, but it's got, obviously, it's a Stephen King story, which mm-hmm. I just love. Too many of Stephen King's story. I did read Salem's Lot as a kid, and it's a great novel. It was directed by Tobe Hooper, which I had to go back and remind myself, which was kind of interesting. And apparently, every single director wanted to do the movie at the time, but as Stephen King said, it was a hot mess because nobody could come up with a good script. So eventually Tobe Hooper took it. And so I think the reason why I picked it was, one, I seem to have been picking movies that had a lasting effect on me as a child. I'm starting to realize that as I'm going through these. But this was a made-for-TV movie, right? Which a lot of made-for-TV movies suck. And I probably, if I watched it tomorrow, I'd be like, maybe I wouldn't have picked it. But... it was really well done. And for Tobe Hooper, who did Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? Which is gore fest. He was able to make a fucking scary ass movie without gore, right? And so to your point, they had the throwback classic look of Nosferatu. And if you remember, the vampires didn't have that like weird sexual kind of draw to anybody. It was simply because they needed to drink your blood. So that was scary, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't try to like sexualize
them,
it. And I don't know. It was just a good story. I was really scared. There's a few scenes that just really stand out in my head. And, you know, I think the fact that there was no violence or anything, mm-hmm. but yet it was, I don't know. I feel like most people would say it was a really good movie.
It was a scary special effects.
Totally.
The makeup.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
And then they put the fangs in the two front teeth.
Yeah, which is like creepier.
It just looks like a monster. Yeah.
You're like, I don't want that. So anyway, I picked it.
Cool.
Sorry if you dislike it.
Salem's Lot and Blade 2. All right. So we'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
I love how you say we'll see you tomorrow.
I don't know why. It's like a because I'm like waiting for us to
become
a TV show.
Hey guys, see you tomorrow. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Keep in touch.
This is Mickey.
Sign my yearbook, Tracy.